perfect wind farm.
Governor Sam Brownback moves casually and affably among public and corporate officials, talking about the wind industry. He's backed federal tax credits for wind and hopes more companies will invest in Kansas as their tax liability shrinks. Later, he talks to hundreds of workers and executives from AMC. The company's relocating corporate headquarters from Los Angeles to Leawood. Part salesman, part preacher, the governor says he wants his new economic proposals to revolutionize the Kansas economy.
We want to be able to show the whole country that you can run quality businesses like this right in the heartland, and you can do it well, and you can do it with great people. And we want to show that throughout the country. We want to show it around the world.
And to help get there, the governor signed the largest tax cut in Kansas history in June. Critics in and out of the legislature were furious. They said the bill will hurt wage earners, while its exemptions on partnerships in some corporations will benefit the governor's largest contributors, like the billionaire Koch brothers of Wichita. Analysts believe the plan will rack up $2.5 billion in debt. Some of his policies have earned Kansas the reputation as a Tea Party model, but Brownback says his agenda cannot be so easily defined.
Well, I think you're looking too surfacey. How about the number one in wind energy? I don't think it's a Tea Party issue in particular. There's a lot of things that are there that you would say, well, that's not really Tea Party stuff, but it fits Kansas.
Later that same day, the governor switched from policy preacher to wonky academic as he presented a PowerPoint on his tax plan to local CPAs.
It had less than 10%, they had more than 10% population decrease last year in the legislature. Said, you move into there from out of state, no income taxes for 5 years.
The economic agenda got mixed reviews from the women in the audience, but there was almost uniform concern about the governor's agenda on reproductive rights. CPAs Janet Fansk and Pamela Felton would like to see Brownback apply his limited government beliefs across the board.
I think the government should stay out of it and let the woman decide what she wants to do.
The government should have nothing to do with it, like in Australia and the rest of the world.
But in the pragmatic politics of Sam Brownback, opposition to abortion, support for prayer in the public square, and creationism are not inconsistent with privatization and lower taxes. Building a coalition among social and economic conservatives was the hallmark of his 2008 presidential campaign.
An optional flat tax, personal Social Security accounts, pro-life and whole life. Child in the womb is sacred, and the child in Darfur is too.
Brownback ended his presidential campaign early on after Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee overwhelmingly won among social conservatives. Sam Brownback came early to ambition. Around his hometown of Parker, Kansas, population 350, he's known simply as Sam. But his legacy of leadership is everywhere. It's on the walls of the local high school and the pages of the 1974 yearbook, The Buffalo Expression. Football, Student Council, Future Farmers of America. He looks remarkably the same as he does today, his squarish head of bushy brown hair and the same confident smile of a man with plans. Tim Weiss is the school principal.
Sam was always a leader among his classmates, and he worked very hard to do well in school.
Sam Brownback's ambition paid off in spades. He went on to become the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture at 30, then a U.S. congressman. Within 2 years, he bucked the Republican establishment and won Bob Dole's Senate seat when Dole ran for president. Marty McDougall is the librarian at the new local library and minister of the Methodist Church, where Sam's parents still go. She remembers when Brownback came back for the library opening and embraced her sister-in-law, Nina, who has cerebral palsy.
Sam immediately went up to her, shook her hand, hugged her, told her how good it was to see her. Not something that a lot of other people would have done. Nina doesn't vote. Nina doesn't make any headway for Sam Brownback in any political ambitions.
Brownback calls himself a seeker, interested in all things spiritual. He had an epiphany after a 1994 scare with cancer and wrote in a confessional memoir, "Okay, Lord, I give up. This life is yours." His journey led him to a political ministry in Washington known as the Fellowship, or Family, and a group home with fellow evangelicals known as C Street. He was later baptized into the Catholic Church. Classmate Sherry Dunlop says it's all part of Sam, and he makes the people of Parker proud.
We all knew during our high school years, we knew he was going to do something
big and better than the rest of us. But
what's next for Governor Brownback is an open question. Observers say if there's a Democratic administration after 2012, there's a strong possibility he'll run again for president. The governor isn't tipping his hand. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.